Rural America at a Glance. That story next on This Land of Ours. USDA recently released its latest report on trends in rural America. Economic researcher Lauren Kuzman says the population in rural areas continued to decline, totaling 46.2 million in 2013, or about 15% of the population. And while employment rose 1% overall in rural areas, that compares to a 5% increase in urban areas.
You have patterns, and these are mostly long-standing patterns in terms of issues of income and employment. There are certain areas. The Great Plains states tend to have fairly low unemployment. You may not have a lot of new jobs there, but you don't have a lot of people out of work. And then you have areas, particularly in the South or Appalachia, where you have higher poverty rates and often lower income. So there's a lot of geographic diversity in non-metro America.
Kuzman says the study notes the difference in education and income levels between rural and urban areas.
In terms of advanced degrees, the proportion is nearly twice as high in urban areas. In terms of just a four-year degree, it's not quite twice as high, but a lot higher. That doesn't necessarily reflect the failure of people in rural areas to get educated, but they're not staying in rural areas once they get educated. For all education levels, the average earnings are somewhat higher in urban areas, but the differential is much higher for those with a top four-year degree.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.